Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
For people who struggle with addiction issues or who have found themselves homeless, the thoughts of taking part in a team sport that sees them travel the world playing a sport seems like a million miles away. A new Irish film, though, out this week, documents the story of the Irish homeless street leagues and the people who have seen football change their lives. With us is Daniel Holmes, director of Street Leagues, and Tara McNeil, who is on the Irish women's team. Morning, Daniel.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure to have you. We saw Street Leagues. It's absolutely brilliant. And it's getting a cinema release as well across the country.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, we're really excited to be finally sharing it with a wider audience.
So give us a quick kind of background to Street Leagues and what exactly the film focuses on.
So the Irish Homeless Street Leagues are a charity that was founded by Sean Kavanagh. And basically what they do is they empower the socially excluded, you know, people who are struggling with homelessness, addiction, you know, ex-offenders, and they use football to kind of give them a sense of purpose in their lives and kind of get things back on track. And then every single year they take a team to the Homeless World Cup, where they compete on the world stage, represent the country with teams from all over the world from similar backgrounds. And, you know, this documentary follows their journey, follows the experience of the Homeless World Cup, and kind of sees all the successes off the pitch as well, that this was the driving force behind. So it's been beautiful to watch.
You hadn't made a feature-length documentary before. How did you end up in this particular project?
Well, producer Matthew Toman approached me, and he brought me to shoot one of the practices. You know, so immediately I was like just taken aback and blown away by what was going on. You could just, there was such a palpable sense of joy in the room. And whenever you're a part of that, you got to kind of, you know.
Because that's probably the key emotion through the movie, is that people have had such difficult scenarios in their lives. And as Graham, who becomes the coach of the women's team, puts it, a ball saved his life. Like,
yeah.
It's literally that emotion of, like, something so simple can give people back a sense of self-worth, self-esteem, confidence, those things that are missing when you live one of those lives that is so troubled.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the things that they say is, you know, when they're on the pitch, their mind is completely taken off what's going on off it. It gives them this sense, this new window opportunity, you know, where they can be who they want and experience these new achievements, and all that, you know, just gathers momentum to what they do off the pitch, and it's amazing.
Well, let's speak to Tara McNeil, who has been on the Dermot and Dave show before. Tara, good morning.
Morning.
We had a great chat with you before about your experience and about the struggles you had and then the way you turned your life around. But who knew you were such a good footballer as well?
That's one of my hidden talents. Only one of them.
Yeah. There's a beautiful moment in the film when you're looking at all the Ireland gear that you're going to wear for your matches, all laid out on your hotel room bed. And you get quite emotional. What was going through your mind?
Well, I have to be quite honest. Like, number one was, here I am in a hotel room, like, you know, that was 2017, so at that stage I would have been probably like only a couple of years in recovery, so I was just overwhelmed that here I was in this hotel room being treated like an Ireland international and having this like gear, like seeing your name, like, you know, like it's kind of saying, is this real, like, you know, and coming from where I came from, like, I mean,
well, for people who maybe missed your story first time round, where did you come from? How did you end up 20 years on the streets of Dublin?
I'm in recovery now, but I was caught up in addiction for many years. I would have been homeless. I would have had a spell in prison and things like that, you know, and that's where addiction brought me. You know, I didn't start out like that. I had kids and a home, but the addiction just got a hold of me, and I made very, very wrong choices, you know. That's where drugs and drink brought me, like, and there was consequences to choices I made, and they left me in a ball, like, you know, on the streets. And
And how did you turn it around, Tara?
I came to me rock bottom, and I would have went, you know, cold turkey from drugs. Like, I don't ask me how, I had given up my will to live. I do know I woke up one morning on the streets there, facing Conwy Station there, and I couldn't go and get me methadone. And I was on methadone, like, at that stage, 20 years, really, like, you know, and I was drinking, and I went down to one of the services that I used, and the lady there said, Tara, you need to look at getting yourself in to get some sort of help because they're going to die. And people around me were dying. So initially I didn't want to I didn't think about stopping drinking and things like that. I just went in to get a bed because at this stage I was sleeping on the street and it was really, really cold. Some nights are -2. So that's where my journey really starts.
Yeah. Did you lose touch with loved ones along the way?
I did indeed. So my family supported me in as much ways as they could. They didn't know how to deal with an addict, you know, or anything like that. So the worst things were getting for me when I was homeless and caught up in addiction, the more it kept me from interacting with my family and living with my kids, you know.
And then how did the football come along? Because you said in the movie that it was just somebody in one of the services just suggested it to you, and you thought to yourself, nah, this isn't for me. And then you went down and gave it a go.
Yeah. So I went and I detoxed in Dublin Simon, and then when I was in the recovery unit, I started playing football on a Friday with the lads, you know, and the client saying, James, Harry, you're a bit handy with your, you know what I mean, for a girl, your feet, you know, like, so one of the lads said to me, you know, the street leagues, and I had never heard of them, and I was saying, oh, and he says, there's a girl's team, and I didn't want to go down, like, you know, after it was initially said to me, it took me 2 weeks, I mean, like, two weeks of trying to get the courage up to go down, but I was made feel at home. The girls were amazing.
And then the film, it documents, like, the journey of the teams, the men's team, but really importantly, Daniel, the women's team, because this was the first time there was ever a women's team representing Ireland in the Homeless World Cup.
Yeah, that's right, and they completely exceeded any expectations. You know, they won the best newcomer, and that's between both the men's and the women's teams in the entire tournament. Mm. And they just did so phenomenally well, and that was just a joy to see how good both teams did, because, you know, there is still a high level of competition here.
Oh yeah, like, just to describe it for people who haven't seen it, like, it's street football, as in it's like a small number of players in effectively a cage. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like this, the ball never goes dead. It's not like a normal soccer match, and they're short, intense games, like score lines. Like, I think in one of the games, the men beat the Netherlands 5-2. Another game, the women won 7-1. Like, they're big, explosive games.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I say it's like trying to shoot human foosball at times. The ball is just constantly on the move, you know?
Yeah.
And that takes a special level of skill to manage, you know? And the players work so hard to prepare for that. And, you know, both teams just did so well in this tournament. And, yeah, it was amazing.
Tara, what has playing football given to you, do you think?
Oh, it's given me so much. Boosted my confidence. It's given me the courage and the confidence to go on to better things. You know, I went and I done level 4 and 5 in health, fitness and sports recreation, and one of the biggest things they gave me, like, was it really built a bridge back to my relationship with my father, you know, for him to be able to see me, to get a cap for Ireland and to be there to watch me receive that cap in the Mansion House. It was just, like, amazing, you know.
And how's the relationship with your children now?
Like, second to none, you know. Between the two of them, I have 5 lovely grandchildren now, you know. Dave giving me a second chance as well, you know, that kind of way.
Do you get the sense that with your grandchildren, maybe you get to sort of start again, that they don't have any preconceptions, they don't know any backstory of the last 20 years, they just take you as you?
Yeah, they just know me as Nana Tara. They think I'm a bit mad, you know. I'm not like your typical granny, you know. I'm a bit
safe
wild
to say, out playing street football every 5 minutes. No, definitely not the same.
I like to think I'm a bit of a cool granny.
And come here, have you gone back to any more tournaments since?
I have been to Brazil. I took part in the Neymar Junior 5s in 2018, and in 2019 then I took part in the Global Goals in Denmark, over Copenhagen. So there's someone from the streets coming to, you know, like, to be in Norway, Denmark and Brazil, you know, it's amazing.
It just goes to show how important sport can be in those situations where it can, as you said at the start, it can give people the self-confidence and the self-worth that just isn't there in any other scenario.
Yeah, like, I mean, when you go on that pitch, the only way I can describe it is you're free.
Yeah.
And you're tired of the footballer. You're not tired of the mother, the addict, the sister, the homeless person, or, you know, you have got talents, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
Daniel, you got a bit of input from one of our most famous actors, Colin Farrell. He appears in the film. This is what he had to say.
It's just an incredible sense of community, an incredible sense of fun. but the athletes, the footballers and the men and women of the Homeless World Cup have dealt with the things that we've all dealt with in some measures, greater or lesser, in really extreme ways, you know, and they've, a lot of them have been homeless, as I said, for years. A lot of them have dealt with drug addiction, alcoholism, have come from broken homes, have come from abusive relationships. But this is a time for them to be at the center of a world that is completely inclusive and a world that is designed for them to step forward and be the best version of themselves they can be.
Well, it's a man who has had his own challenges with addiction over the years, so he can obviously relate on some levels to what the people in your film are experiencing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're extremely grateful to Colin for opening up the way that he did, because I think what he provides is a really valuable counterpoint to how we view addiction. You know what I mean? He talks about his own challenges and makes it very clear, you know, this is something that can affect anybody, you know, and it's a case of how much resources you have and how easy or how difficult it is to get out of that, you know, and he talks about that, and we're really grateful to him for doing that.
Yeah, he points out that he had the option of going back into the film world. And,
exactly,
and
he had a getting, support system.
Yeah, there around him, a chance to earn money and to sort of, you know, keep himself on a reasonably straight path. Whereas for a lot of people, particularly people who are dealing with homelessness, they don't have that support structure around them. So it's very easy to fall back into the familiar traps.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, like, you can't take these things for granted. You know, a lot of people just have so many advantages to how we can kind of deal with our own problems that are just not available to a lot of people, you know.
Mm. Well, grandmother, sister, Ireland capped football player and now movie star, Tara, you've got some life you've lived, in fairness to it. You and Colin Farrell getting an Oscar or something next year, is it?
I think I'd be looking to write a book next.
Yeah, that might be an idea, in fairness to you. Well, look, Tara and Daniel, congratulations on the movie Street Leagues. It gets a cinema release Friday the 25th of September. So I urge you, if you get a chance, go and see an absolutely brilliant, uplifting, amazing Irish story. Thanks very much to Tara. Thanks to Daniel as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.